You can put it on the marquee. He says, whosoever comes to me, hear my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, oh Lord, and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, and when the steam beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Same rock was Jesus. But you want to know what it was that Luke adds? Luke adds that the one who was building the house, he dig deep. Hallelujah. Let me see if anybody over here understand what I'm saying. He dig deep. Let me see if anybody in the middle got it. He dig deep. Let me see if anybody over here got it. He dig deep. You want to know what Luke meant when he said that he dig deep? That means that he did something. He did some things to reach the rock. We have to do some things to reach the rock. Hallelujah. We got to come to church. Hallelujah. We got to listen at the word. That's digging deep. Not only that, we got to study the word. That's digging deep. We got to go, praise God, visit the sick. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. That's digging deep. He dug deep until he reached the rock. And when he got to the rock, he was on some stable ground. My message to us today, if you are building your house, if you're building your house on a solid rock foundation, dig deep, dig deep, dig deep, dig deep. Don't get like some of these folks in the world that said a little this or a little that won't hurt you. You better keep on digging. Dig just like you're a bulldozer. Dig just like you're an excavator. Dig deep to try to reach that rock. That rock is Jesus. Because when you get him, I'm here to tell you that everything is going to be all right. And when I say everything is going to be all right, that doesn't mean that you won't have some winds. That doesn't mean that you won't have some rain. That doesn't mean that the wind won't blow in your life. But when the wind blows, when the rain falls, and when the storm descends upon you, praise God, hallelujah, your house would be on solid rock foundation. You may bob and weave, may blow your back sometime, may blow you forward sometime, may blow you to the side. But if you notice, my feet are stabilized in Jesus. Because I know that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. So if you are building your house upon a rock foundation, keep on digging. Keep on digging. Keep on building. Because one of these old days, building days will be over. Hallelujah. Singing days will be over. Shouting days will be over. Studying time will be over. And we will hear his voice. Say, come on up. Come on up. He's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I just don't want to be good. I want to be good and faithful. I don't just want to be faithful. I want to be good and faithful. Come on up and enjoy spoils of the world. I'm here to tell you, as I asked the question this morning, what? What is the foundation? What is the foundation of your house? Your house on an unsafe, unsure foundation, or is your house built on that solid rock? Because in this life, we are going to have some ups and some downs. In this life, rains are going to fall. Winds are going to blow. Storms going to come. And if you haven't experienced any of those calamities, only word I could say to you, keep on getting up in the morning. But Jesus Christ is standing there with his arms wide open. There might be somebody in here today. You don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to ask that you come today. We ain't asking that you come join no church. We're asking that you come and join the universal church. We're asking that you come and give your life to Christ. We want your life to be on a sure foundation. And that foundation is Jesus. It was Jesus who suffered, bled, and died for each of us. He came to this earth. I'm talking about left. He left glory temporarily. Come down here and to dwell as a man. I'm talking about left all of his majesty and all of his glory that he experienced with his Father. It was broken. He emptied himself and he came down here and he lived 33 and a half years. Give me a clean heart so I my serve thee, Lord. Lord. So that I can be used. How many of y'all want to be used by him? Body, I'm worth of all these blessings. Give me a clean. And I follow thee. Sing that one more time. Give me a clean heart. I said that he went on a cross and he died. Put him in a borrowed grave. Stayed there 3 days and three nights. And early one Sunday morning, he got up. He got up to let us know that when we lay down these lives, it's going to be only a temporary thing. Because if we died in this solid rock foundation, when he comes back, and he's coming back, you'll be able to go back with him. Yes, give a clean. Amen. Let the church say amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
YTKQJO.
Awesome ruler,
gentle redeemer,
God with the CA.
You are tuned into the spiritual
heart.
In an in-depth
but when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Let's tune in. That's what as evangelist Ronald Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
Praise the Lord, saints. We're still talking to you about the promises and provisions that God has given the church. We just want to keep your hearts and minds flooded with the promises and the provisions that God has made available to us and for us through Jesus Christ. We want to speak the word with clarity, power, authority, and demonstrations of that power. The power of God is the very same power that was given on the day of Pentecost after Jesus ascended into heaven. We need to recognize that this is the very same power that we have received from God. Praise the Lord. It is that one and the same power that Jesus used when he raised the dead to cast out demons and devils, and he healed the lame that they could walk straight. You know, he cleansed the lepers so that they could return to regular life and live in society among people. It's the very same power that moved on the waters and turned it into blood when Moses was getting the children of Israel released from bondage out of Egypt. It's that very same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's that very same